All right. So fourth graders around the state do this whole unit on nutrition. It seems to be third, fourth grade, they hit this nutrition thing. And mm-hmm. so I love to pull this out for that one, because sometimes you don't really even know that what you're drinking, you know?
Perhaps. And there's few kids that don't love soda. They will try and beg and negotiate
everything. And absolutely. So this is kind of fun. Just a tank of water. All right. And notice all of our cans of soda. It's just a nice variety of Coke and Diet Coke and Pepsi and Big K and whatever. None of them have been opened. All right.
No.
So they're all
unopened.
Kind of the same. All right.
Okay.
So question for you. If I take the can of soda unopened, float or sink?
Sink.
Why?
See,
I don't know,
because there's still stuff in it.
Okay, there's stuff in it. Good.
Right, there's still.
Okay, good. Right, nice.
Right.
How about Big K? Float or sink?
I'm going to say sink.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Now, did you have parents that used to throw the can into the swimming pool and then you had to dive down and get it?
Oh, that's
it kept
part
us
of the
busy.
Big
yes.
swimming
thing for 4th of July.
Are you kidding? That's
right.
So fun for
so
4th
now,
of July.
So now, Diet Coke is exactly the same. 355 milliliters, 355 milliliters. Float or sink?
Sink.
Absolutely. So that one will sink as well. And then if we try the Diet Pepsi, there must be an air bubble. That's what it is. There's an air bubble. And oh, my gosh. Wait just a second. Kim, out of all these here, which one's going to float? Which one's going to sink? There's a Diet Pepsi. There's a sparkling water and a grape. Which one's going to float?
Well, then I'm going with the diet.
Let's go for it. Drop it right in there and see if you're there.
It is.
That's just, is it? How amazing is that? Isn't that kind of fun? Now, there's not air bubbles underneath there. It really is floating. And so the general rule here is that everything that's diet will float. Everything that's regular will sink.
Sink.
So try that sparkling water.
That's what I want
to
know.
Just to see if that's,
there
you go, float or sink. And we get a little floating action that's there. So what's the difference? And I asked a group of fourth graders, what's the difference? Little girl, in all honesty, says it's the calories. This has 150 calories. And this has no calories at all. And calories don't really weigh anything except for the holidays. And they do. What's the big difference between the two? If you look at the difference.
Gotta be the sugar.
Got it. Right?
Sugar.
So how much sugar in here?
I don't know.
A lot of sugar. 39 grams of sugar.
Okay,
but
so
you know why they put it in grams?
Why?
You know, because we're Americans and we don't get that.
Yeah,
so,
well,
so
it means
you know, 39 grams
me.
Must be nothing, right?
Right?
So how much is 39 grams? Well, I think maybe the best equivalent is for here. Hold out your hands right here.
Okay.
I'm going to put packets of sugar in your hands. You tell me when to stop. All righty? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. More than that?
I'm thinking more.
Okay. 5, 6, 7. You tell me when to stop. 8, 9.
Oh, that's enough.
Okay, keep going. 10. Keep going. 11, 12. You want to stop?
Yeah.
No. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Roughly 18 packets of sugar in that Coke that you see down there. Now, we've taken some liberties because there's high fructose syrup and
mm-hmm.
so on, but about 18 packets of sugar. That's only 39 grams. Take a look at this guy over here. This is grape soda, so this is going to be really good for you. How many grams right there?
Oh, I'm 14.
No,
60. 54. I can't see.
It's okay. I'm sorry. 54. 54. Watch this thing sink like a lead balloon. Bam. Isn't that amazing? So if you go to the restaurant and get one of them bladder-busting big ones, that's about 5 times that. That's about 100 packets of sugar. So the density, the reason they sink is because it's more dense. And so believe it or not, on a scale, you can see the difference.